Hi, I'm Simone DeBarros, the protector of athletes. Can you believe that we're almost at the 1 year mark of name, image, and likeness? As a business and sports attorney, I help athletes, entrepreneurs, and business owners gain clarity on their NIL by understanding what it is and what it isn't, how to monetize it, and how to boost protection through contracts and federal registration. Want to learn more? Join me for the first annual NIL Combine event on July 29th and 30th and learn from industry experts that will help you reimagine and think differently about your NIL. RSVP today while space lasts at athletesmakingmoves.com/NIL Combine.
Welcome to What Are You Sporting About podcast, a podcast about business, employment, sports, and entertainment to help educate, support, and guide you to your next level. Here's your host, attorney Sivania DeBarros.
Hello, I'm Sivania DeBarros, protector of athletes, also the founding and principal attorney of the S.L. DeBarros Law Firm. Today, I want to discuss with you how to self-advocate. So there was a situation that both myself and my child was a part of, or should I say the victim of, a few days ago. And through that situation was a powerful lesson that not only I had as an individual and as a parent, but an opportunity also presented itself for me to show my son, even at 4 years old, how he can self-advocate. So before I dive further into this talk, I want to personally invite you to the first annual NIL Combine live virtual event happening July 29th and 30th. You don't want to miss it. You want to be in the room. It's going to be 2 days, power-packed, filled with information to help you navigate, monetize, and protect your name, image, and likeness. So part of monetizing and protecting your name, image, and likeness is going to involve self-advocation. So sometimes young entrepreneurs may be afraid to say certain things or speak up about certain things when it comes to their brands or the money that is supposed to be paid to them or whatever form of compensation you have agreed to accept in exchange for whatever obligations you said that you would do for that. Now, here is how self-advocation came up in my situation, but I'm going to show you how and why you need to learn to self-advocate for yourself, especially as you're involved in business transactions. Now, the situation with myself and my son is a little bit different, but still yet an opportunity to learn how to self-advocate. I'm not going to go too far into detail, but long story short, we were in a train station here in Portugal. We went into a store, tech store. I was looking for a phone case, started looking at a tripod for telephones because I'm like, okay, maybe I can videotape. It'll be easier for me to take photos of us if I had a tripod. Call my husband. My son is literally not far from me. He's right behind me, almost next to me, but he's right behind me. My back is turned to him. I'm on the phone with my husband looking at these tripods. Something in my mind said, turn around, and the storekeeper, a grown man, is hugged up on my son, arms wrapped around him, head cradled into my son's neck, and I can see the discomfort by my four-year-old son moving and bobbing, trying to get out of that situation. I immediately yell to this guy to let go of my child, and why would he be all up in my child's personal space that way? Now, here's what happened next. I stormed out of the store because I was so upset, but I heard my little kid say, "Mommy, I didn't like that." And I asked him again, I said, "What you said?" He said, "I didn't like that." I said, "Okay, let's go back. And I want you to tell him what you just told me." So we get into the threshold of this door. And I tell my son, "Go ahead and say what you just told mommy." He said, "I don't like that." And the storekeeper begins to, try to explain. He says, "Oh, well, I love kids," and started to bring out his phone and try to show pictures. I said, "I don't care. Did you hear what my son said?" And I directed my four-year-old son to say what he said again, but much louder. I pulled down his mask so that he can really hear him and see the words coming out of his mouth. And my son pointed at him and he yelled, he said, "I didn't like that." And then I went off after that. I told him, I said, exactly. My child did not like that. You were invading his personal space. And technically your behavior is very pedophilia. And I should, what I should do is call the police on you. That's what I should do. There were a few additional words that were exchanged, and then we left the store. Here's why that story is important and why it also sets a foundation for you to learn how to self-advocate. Often, young kids, or even if you're in a situation where you feel like a person is more successful than you, or they have more stature than you, they're on a platform bigger than yours. Sometimes you may feel like you don't have a voice. You may feel like the opportunity to say, well, really there's no opportunity to say anything because you don't want to, one, probably upset the person who's older, have much more success, who may be able to give you an in into whatever particular deal or industry or what have you, right? I also believe that in certain communities, children are groomed to not talk back to grownups, not to speak out of place, not to speak out of turn. And so if you are a college athlete who was brought up in that type of environment, it may feel weird for you to speak up when you know and you feel in your gut that something is wrong, especially when you're thinking in your mind, well, this could be a benefit to my future. So why would I say anything? Here's the lesson. With that event, my child is 4, okay? So with that event, not only did I advocate for my child, but I showed him that someone was in his corner protecting him. And I gave him a safe space while he was with me to open his mouth and to plainly state his emotions, his feelings in that moment. I gave him a ticket to clearly speak out against the situation that just had happened, the feelings that he had, the discomfort that he had. And so as we move forward in our lives and as he continued to grow, one of those things will be that he will understand you always have the right to speak up for yourself and to self-advocate. So he will always have the lesson. And as we move forward in our lives, I will further reiterate to him, no matter how small you are, no matter what level of success you think you've attained and based and whatever your perception is about someone else, you always have the right to speak up when you feel discomfort, when you feel like things are not right. And that is the same thing you have to do for yourself. When you start out in business, it's not always easy. And I know you may be thinking, well, I don't really have a business because I'm a college athlete and all I'm trying to do is find some kind of way to make money by monetizing my name, my image, and my likeness. But the fact of the matter is you are in business. When you are creating transactions, you are in business. So here are a few things I want you to keep in mind. One, you have the right to speak up. Keep that in mind. You have the right to speak up. Two, if it feels out of place, if it feels wrong, then it probably is, right? You ever heard everything that glitter isn't always gold? So sometimes people will dangle things in front of you because they know you want it so bad, but is it the right move for you, right? So there are some things that just may not be in alignment for you. So if it feels off, then it probably is. And three, when you do choose to speak up, if that person, whoever says that they're giving you an opportunity, if they completely change their demeanor, if they completely change whatever the offer was that they were providing you, it wasn't meant to be in the first place. Here are some things that I want you to think about. When opportunities, and I'm quoting, when certain opportunities are lost because you stepped up for yourself, it's not an opportunity. It wasn't an opportunity to begin with. And more than likely, you would have lost something further on the back end of going down that line than had you just cut it at the top. I've been through these things quite a few times just in business and as an entrepreneur. sometimes it feel like, oh my God, why didn't I take that? Why didn't I do this? Why didn't I do that? But hindsight is always 20/20, because it will show you sometimes you will lose way more when you enter deals that are really not meant for you. They are not properly aligned for you. And if you're too afraid to speak up and you delved into that, you will see how you will lose out. So I encourage you, self-advocate. Whatever you have to do to make sure your voice is heard, this is your future. You have the right to self-advocate. You have the right to say no. You have the right to determine whether you want a deal to move forward or not, especially when it's attached to your name, image, and likeness. You have that right. Now, I want to invite you to come to the NIL Combine live event happening all virtual July 29th and 30th of this year. We're going to talk about some of the other ways that you can protect yourself, that you can protect your name, image, and likeness. And we're going to have other industry experts to talk about other matters around marketing and branding and, oh gosh, taking care of your total self. I mean, we got a lot that's happening. So check out the website. Go to athletesmakingmoves.com/NIL combine to learn more, and definitely get your ticket, because I'm telling you, tickets are running out, guys. So get it. Get your seat while we still have space. Talk to you soon. Ciao.
Thanks for joining us this week on What Are You Sporting About podcast. Make sure to visit our website, prosportlawyer.com, where you can subscribe to the show in iTunes, Stitcher, or whatever your favorite platform is, so you'll never miss a show. And while you're at it, if you found value in the show, we'd appreciate a rating on iTunes or iHeartRadio. Or if you'd simply tell a friend about the show, that would help us out too. If you like the show, you might want to check out our book, What Are You Sporting About? Attorney Savania DeBarros is available for private consulting at sldebarros.com. And remember, we're here to educate, support, and guide you in your journey to success, because we're all sporting about something. Thanks for joining us this week on What Are You Sporting About podcast. Make sure to visit our website, prosportlawyer.com, where you can subscribe to the show in iTunes, Stitcher, or whatever your favorite platform is, so you'll never miss a show. And while you're at it, if you found value in the show, we'd appreciate a rating on iTunes or iHeartRadio. Or if you'd simply tell a friend about the show, that would help us out too. If you like the show, you might want to check out our book, What Are You Sporting About? Attorney Savania DeBarros is available for private consulting at sldebarros.com. And remember, we're here to educate, support, and guide you in your journey to success, because we're all sporting about something.